Welcome back to Moms After Bedtime. I'm Bandy, and I'm here with Megan and Brooke.
Hey.
Hi.
Brooke, we gotta be speedy.
I forgot I had to say hi. I was taking notes.
Brooke's just sitting there in her nightgown, not paying attention. Welcome to episode 44. I appreciate everybody listening and supporting the last two episodes, talking all about my infertility journey, but I think we are due for a little bit more of a lighthearted episode, so we will jump into that after our wine and cheese. Brooke, do you want to go first? Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready. I'm ready. That's what I was taking notes on, so I didn't forget. So my wine this week has to do kind of with last week's wine-ish. We're still working with CDS. And the caseworker had asked me yesterday, like, so how long can Shay play by herself, like, independently in her room, like, if you were to leave her alone? And I was like, I have no idea, because we, like, rarely give her the opportunity. For those of you listening, if you have any suggestions, please message them to the Instagram or something, or email us, because I tested it out last night to see how long she would go without me being in the room with her, or an adult being in the room with her, and it was like 0 seconds. So, yeah, I feel like because Shane and I like constantly, like, we work a lot, so the time that we have with her, we usually, one of us is entertaining her or playing with her.
Yeah.
So we've really slacked on the whole independent play.
I feel like that's just like proof of like you can never do anything right, like, so it's like, right, you're playing with your kid too much, Brooke. You're giving her too much one-on-one parent attention, like, how dare you.
I know, the caseworker was like, she's like, that's a good thing. She said, not, that doesn't happen in a lot of families, so, you know, it's I'm happy to be saying that you guys are super involved. She was like, but, you know, around 2, we expect her to at least be able to entertain herself for like 20 ish minutes, and I was like, oh, we are nowhere near there. And then my light wine, my,
I think that's what we got, Moscato.
Riesling Moscato. Moscato is a good one. Is that I have this awful toothache, and I'm pretty sure it's my wisdom teeth, and I had it on my to-do list to call the dentist, and I talked myself out of it because I was like, oh, it feels better, I don't need to worry about it, and it clearly is not better, and I'm putting off going because I'm petrified of having my wisdom teeth being pulled out.
Are you afraid of, like, going under, or
yeah, just... I don't like to not be in control. I will be David after dentist, like, freaking out and being like, is this going to last forever?
Is this real life?
You really should be more worried about recovery than going under.
Well, yeah, I'm scared about that too, but...
You guys can bring up the Sponge Dragon Scarhead if you want to.
Sounds like you want to. Okay. Well, how old were you, Megan? Were we in, no, it must have been college,
it was the first year of college, so it was probably like 19.
And poor Megan got her wisdom teeth out, and one of our friends was getting married, and we had to go bridesmaids dress shopping, so poor Megan had to, like, get, like, dragged out of the house to join us, and she shows up at our friend's house, like, we were all meeting at one place, and she opens the door, and all of us just, her face had, like, corners.
Yeah,
like,
so all of face my was a friends square. Started calling me Sponge Megan Squarehead while I was recovering from.
I just remember opening the door, and we all were like, we weren't expecting. I remember you being like, oh, I'm just kind of swollen, but I'll still come shopping. Just, I think it was downplayed a little bit. to the reality of the 90 degree angles of your chin.
The 90 degree angle.
It hurt. I don't know.
Yeah, and I could see Shane, like, recording me saying stupid things.
Have you seen the video of, like, the woman who was like, did you see that male nurse? Oh, he was so, like, to her husband. Oh,
yeah.
He was so good looking. That'll be Brooke.
I hope not. Or I'll be like, what's that one we used to watch, Mandy?
Who's in the house?
Oh, yeah. And it's like, I'm so thirsty.
Sometimes we eat papayas. Oh. Anybody who like has never seen that is like,
what's... Yeah, I feel like that was a TikTok back in the day.
A YouTube video.
Yeah, YouTube random video. YouTube videos. And then my cheese is that I started therapy again for like the zillionth time with a new therapist earlier this week, and I was very excited for it. I think I'm in a good place where I'm like ready to do the work. Mm-hmm. And I like bawled my eyes out during the appointment, which is a good sign because I never cry. And so it just felt very good. And like after Shane came home and I was like, I feel great. And he was like, how'd your first appointment go? I was like, I cried. He was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, no, it was good. And I had like this cathartic release of – and God, we didn't even start treatment. She was just like, tell me about yourself.
And you're like,
that happened to me. Am I like, yeah. I'm like, is this supposed to happen on the intake appointment?
Well, because you're like telling yourself, I'm going to be vulnerable. And if you're like ready to do the work – you're letting it out. It's
and normally I like lie or like try to hide what's really going on. So I was just like upfront and like, this is my problem and this is what I need help with. And actually I talked a lot about how a lot of the times I don't like feel my emotions and I just like stuff them down. And I think that's why I was crying, because it was like all the crying was like bubbling up and it was ready. But yeah, that to some people that might not sound like a cheese, but
that's good.
It was to me.
Megan, what's your wine and cheese?
I guess I'll start with my wine first. My what do we call it? Or my Moscato or whatever is that I have my Invisalign back. I kind of, well, like COVID happened, so I couldn't have appointments for a long time anyway, and I was pregnant and didn't feel good, so I was like, I'm just not gonna wear these anymore. And I was pretty much like pretty close to being done with my progress, and I kind of regressed a little bit, so I have to wear them, and I feel like a 14-year-old with like to carry my little case and my elastics with me everywhere.
Megan was just playing her Invisalign elastic banjo for anybody who missed it.
I really hope that we can hear it on the recording so I can leave it in there.
Gross. That's so disgusting. I'm so sorry. But my bigger wine happened on Mother's Day, but has nothing to do with Mother's Day really, because I had a excellent Mother's Day. Like first Mother's Day, it was special and great, and like I woke up and Ryan got up with Eliza the whole night before, so I didn't have to get up at all, and he made me brunch, and he bought me this like jogger stroller that I've wanted for a long time, which I know like that's kind of sounds like, oh, a Mother's Day gift should be for you, but it really was, because pretty much the whole time, I don't know, that I've like wanted a family or like been with Ryan, I just always picture us like going on walks in the city forest place I talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. And so our stroller, our regular stroller, although it's pretty, it would not work. So anyway, so he got me that so that we could go to City Forest. So for the first time, it was, we got to bring Eliza and Meadow and go for a walk. And it was great, blah, blah, blah. We're in the car on the way home. And I had said something like, oh, we got to remember just to like, just do a quick check for ticks, like when we get home. Mm. I look back and I'm like, what's on your paw, Meadow? And it was a tick, so I was like, oh no. So yeah. I killed it, put out the window, whatever. Then, just, it was like a scary movie. Like, just ticks started coming out of her fur. And I was like, oh my god! And so Ryan's like, I'm like trying to pick them off, and Eliza's sitting next to her, so I'm like, oh my god. One was like crawling up the seat, I had to like pick them off and like throwing out the window. Ryan's like speeding home, like taking the turns on like two wheels. And then so we were like, you get Eliza, you get Meadow, and like had to just strip all the clothes off Eliza, strip all the clothes off ourselves. And luckily none of us had ticks on us, but poor Meadow had a couple more. I think in the end there was like 8 or 10 on her. But it was mostly her paw and her leg, so I think she just walked through like something that just had a bunch of ticks in it. Because it wasn't like on her body, it was just her feet. So I don't know. But then it was like just that feeling of like, all right, burn my skin off, rip my scalp off, whatever you have to do, I'll bathe in acid.
The ticks are so bad this year. I've already had a few on me, and the rest of the day you're just like, ugh.
Yeah, just so like, ugh.
I feel like I say every year, like, oh, the ticks are so bad this year, but they like really are, and they're affecting my life everywhere. Like one morning at school, I spent the whole half of a morning working with this little boy. He had a tick in his hair, and every time the nurse. Like, he was okay with us, like, touching his head, but every single time the nurse went to, like, use the tweezers to pull the tick, he instinctually just, like, whipped back and, like, hit her hand out of the way. So we literally spent probably 2 hours, like, just trying to help him understand that we had to get the tick out.
Oh, just so gross. Yeah, so, but it'll make for, like, remember your first, like, the first Mother's Day we had Eliza and we, they're... Just, like, naked because, like, panicking naked because, but anyway, so my cheese is that I just feel like maybe I shouldn't listen to so much murder stuff, especially because there was, like, a break-in, like, a few streets down where the guy, like, assaulted the guy who lived there and then, like, tried to jump between houses, whatever. It's just, like... Now I'm scared. Like, I literally had a panic attack the other night, like, laying in bed, like, we need to get a Simply Safe. This is not an advertisement, but they don't pay us. But
wait, this is your cheese?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. I know. I'm like, what? You're is scared happening? Of getting
okay. I'm just trying to follow along here.
You're like, I'd rather deal with ticks. I don't know. Okay. So I'm just like, maybe I need to, like, chill on the true crime and murder stuff. So I've been trying to branch out and listen to some different podcasts, and so just good timing, two new ones came out, so I just wanted to kind of, I'm really liking them. One is, of course, my idol, I guess, Glennon Doyle. I'm like, I like drink her Kool-Aid like 100%. And so she has a new podcast out called We Can Do Hard Things, like a mantra in her book. What?
I love it. I love that phrase. I'm
me too. I say to myself, we can all do hard things. I say it to Eliza, like, whatever. I just, I liked it a lot, and I'm excited to see what else comes of it. And, oh, also, well, Glennon Doyle also wrote Untamed, if you are living under a rock. But anyway. The other one is sort of a branch off of the murder stuff I'm obsessed with. My favorite podcast ever is My Favorite Murder, and they have their own, network called the Exactly Right Network. And so I always try out the podcasts that they put out there. I don't always like love all of them. So I have a couple that I like listen to religiously. And I found their brand new one is called the True Beauty Brooklyn Podcast. And I actually really love it. It's two estheticians who obviously work in Brooklyn. And they just, not only do they give you, like, really good, like, skincare advice and hair advice and beauty stuff, but they also bring on, like, marginalized and maybe, like, underrepresented guests. So, like, people from, like, the trans community, like, lots of people who are, like, Black and brown and indigenous and just cool different walks of life. But also, they're giving you, like, the hardcore science of, like, skincare and stuff like that. So I'm like, you know, it would probably be good to take care of my skin, but
so that sounds like a good idea.
So maybe I'll get into that. But yeah, so those have been two good non-murder break-in like related things.
What was that one called? To.
True Beauty Brooklyn Podcast. And they're like our age. They're like just millennial women who are like business girls. I like them.
Boss babes.
I don't know. If they describe themselves as that, then I'll come back and say, never mind, don't listen. But
never mind. Alrighty. Well, my wine was from this morning. So this morning, I woke up to Isla crying, which rarely happens. She usually just kind of wakes up on her own and just talks to herself until I go in there. But she was crying. Sometimes she'll, like, fuss like that. So I looked on the monitor. So I guess backtrack a little bit. She had a blowout the other day in her sleep sack. So it was in the wash. And we were like, whatever. Like, she sleeps with a blanket at daycare. We'll just give her a blanket for the next couple nights until we wash it. So she slept without her sleep sack last night. But I look on the monitor thing, and her leg is, like, through the slats of the crib.
Oh, no.
Which is, I mean, I've seen it before. She, like, puts her arms out sometimes. Yeah. So I'm like, is she just laying that way? Or is she crying because she's stuck? And so then she stops crying. She's just sitting there, like, talking to herself for a little bit. So I'm like, okay. And then she starts screaming again. So I'm like, okay, I should probably go in there. And I go in there, and it was the saddest scene.
Uh-oh.
Her poor little leg. I couldn't really tell on the monitor until I got in there, like, how stuck it was. Her leg was, like, it was, like, above her knee. Was stuck in between the slats. She was, because normally she, like, jumps up. She gets so excited whenever we walk in the room in the morning. She, like, does this thing where she, like, we walk in and she, like, slams her body down and pretends like she's sleeping. We walk in together. She thinks she's so funny. And she was just laying there with her poor little leg out, like, crying. Aww. I'm like, oh, no, she's really stuck. It was just so sad, like, looking at her. She just looked, like, so helpless up at me. And I was like, well, whatever. I'm sure I can just, like, shimmy her leg out. And every time I touched her leg, she just screamed out in, like, this excruciating pain. And I was like, I just started to freak out. Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get her out of here? Because I don't want – clearly it hurts. So I don't want to, like – what if I'm, like, breaking her leg if I push too hard trying to get it out? Or, like, am I going to have to call the fire department? Like, And, of course, like, what – I don't know why. Whenever I'm pregnant, it's like – the second I find out I'm pregnant, I immediately cannot stand the feeling of clothes on me when I sleep. So I'm, like, butt naked in her room, pregnant, naked, like, trying to get her unstuck. She's screaming in pain. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to call the fire department. I was freaking out. And then finally, I, like, got her to, like, turn her body and, like, rotate it. And the way her, like, leg turned it, I was able to, like, jam it out. And she was fine, but I, like, picked her up and she was, like, shaking. Aww. She was, like, so scared. She got over it really fast when the cat came in. She's like, kitty! And then, like, ran away. But she has, like, these huge bruises on both sides of her leg. It was just so sad. And it was, she was so helpless. Aww. And I was like, all right, I guess you're sleeping in your sleep sack forever now. Guess we're never transitioning out of that. But, oh, it was sad. Her sleep sack is now clean and poop-free. And she's sound asleep in there now, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, it happened to us for the first time last week. Shay's leg got stuck, but she was playing in her crib because she likes to play in there. And I went into the same panic of like, what the fuck do I do? But luckily Shane was here and he just came over, just like moved her leg a little bit. It was fine. But
I think, and I'm sure, but like, I think maybe she was just so scared. Every time I touched her, she like screamed out. I'm like, oh God, like, I don't want to like dislocate anything. Yeah. Like, it was so sad. Yeah. But she was okay, and then she got over it real fast. So,
well, that's good.
Couldn't have been that big deal.
Whatever. There's a reason you don't remember stuff before the age of whatever.
True. But my cheese, speaking of Mother's Day, for Mother's Day, Phil got me – I haven't gone yet. I go tomorrow. But he booked me a prenatal massage.
So nice.
The best.
I am so excited. I've never had one. I had – when I was pregnant with Isla, we had Megan's wedding, and I was the maid of honor, and all the bridesmaids, like, chipped in for me to get, like, a foot soak with, like, a little massage, which was nice, but it wasn't, like, a legitimate prenatal massage. So this is, like, you lay down, they have, like, the pillow with your belly cut out, and it's 90 minutes, and I'm just gonna, like, melt away. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
I got quite a few of those while I was pregnant. And they were just amazing. And now I'm upset because, like, I don't really have an excuse.
No, now you're a mom. Now you self-care. Need massage.
But before it was absolutely. Like, this is necessary because I think I'm dying. My bad. But
I have just been so uncomfortable lately. Yep. I mean, that's been my whine for, like, what, however many weeks now. So I'm just looking forward to
it. Oh, it's going to feel great.
Oh, God. I just realized I should probably, like, shave my legs, huh? Do they, like,
I
massage
don't think they really
they're not going to
yeah,
care.
Yeah, they do. But they don't care. They know you're a mom and you're pregnant.
Mm. And there's lotion. Damn it. So.
Oh, so I'll have lotion. I'll just have, like, conditioned hairy legs,
yeah.
Basically.
Very nice and smooth.
Gross. Well, anyway, so moving on to our episode this week. Today we are talking all about things that you swore you would never do as a parent before you were a parent. And now you're like, haha, I was so naive.
So I actually had a bunch of ideas. We were going to record this yesterday and then we had some technical difficulties. So then today I was thinking more about it, this topic. And the big thing I think is that I never thought that I would practice so like gentle parenting in the sense of like, I always thought it was like really cheesy for parents to be over responsive, but like, you know, I always thought like, okay, if a kid falls, don't make a big deal out of it. Tell them that it's fine and they can just move on. And now I'm like, no, she needs to know that it's okay to be hurt and you can cry if it hurts. And like, I just never thought I would be such a like emotional type. Like, I thought I was going to be more authoritarian in the sense of like,
rub some dirt in it.
Yeah. Well, not even just getting hurt stuff, but like, you know, if you're not going to get up and come to the kitchen when I ask you to come to the kitchen, I'm just going to go pick you up and you're coming to the kitchen. And now my style is much more like, okay, you can either come to the kitchen or you can go to the living room. Or like, I'm not so much as hardcore as I thought I was going to be. I'm much more of like the gentle parenting. I almost feel like it's kind of like hippie-ish, feel your feelings type thing. And I just never in a million years like thought I was going to be like that. I thought I'll never be that like over emotional, over responsive parent. And here I am like feeling the judgment of everybody when I am like, let her cry if she wants to cry. Like, I don't right? care.
It's so true. I can't imagine the people who aren't parents if they ever like hear me walk by like, you're sad. It's okay to be sad. I get sad too. Like, yeah. I'm sure the people walk by without kids are like, what the fuck, lady? But I'm a firm believer in it.
Though I love that thing. I think we actually posted this on the Instagram, but it was saying we shouldn't just teach kids like that we're proud of them. We should say you should be so proud of yourself. And so I've been trying to, I mean, Eliza has no idea what I'm saying, but like I always am like, oh, you should be so proud of yourself, blah, blah. We can do hard things, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just feel like if I start it now, maybe I'll continue to do it.
Or even just like, you know, I always thought, I don't know how to explain this, but like I never thought I'd be I thought that I would just talk about whatever I wanted in front of Shay and just, like, include her in everything. But now I'm like, you have to be cautious what you say in front of her because then she'll internalize it and think all this stuff. And I don't know. I just think I never really thought I would be so in tune with, like, the emotion piece and, like, just instead of just telling her, like, oh, you'll be fine. Get over it or...
You know, I think that's a big difference in generations of parenting.
I was just thinking that.
I was actually just talking to my therapist about this, actually, because we talked about, she brought up this really cool, you know how there's like attachment theory of parenting, but it was called co-regulation parenting, something along those lines. She sent me this article, it was really interesting, but we were just talking about how like I just so badly want to like be aware of like validating Isla's feelings and like all that stuff. And I was like, I'm like, to be honest, like, I'm like, did anybody, any parents from like our parents' generation even know that that was a thing?
Yeah, that's
true. She's like, no, not really.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a generational shift. But I mean,
that's why everyone who's 30 is in therapy.
Everybody's going to, well, you know what? Also, we are more open to being in therapy and open to like working on ourselves as well and more self-aware, I think.
That's true. Yeah. That made me think too, like, while you were talking, like, if I walked by, or if I was with somebody who had kids and their, like, kid starts crying or whatever and they're like, oh, do you need a hug? And, like, co-regulation is regulating emotions with your child and helping them get through it. Like, before I had a kid, I probably would have been like, no, she needs to figure it out on her own. Put her in her room and, like, let her figure it out. But now I'm the one who's like, come give me a hug. Do you need a hug?
I feel like that connects with, you've said this a few times. You say, like, you don't really meet who you are as a mom until you, like, have the baby. So you can have all these ideas beforehand. And then that's just naturally who you are as a mom.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess my, like, not surface level one maybe would be that I... Like, even when I was pregnant and stuff, Ryan and I were like, oh, you know, really supportive of each other not, like, losing ourselves in parenthood. and, like, knowing who we were still and, like, supporting the other one to, like, if you want to go do that, go do it. Like, I will, you know, I'll watch her while you go off and do whatever. Like, we're not going to keep each other from doing, like, social stuff. But my, like, swore I'd never do is that I'm finding myself now, like, I don't want to do all the social things that are, like, presented to me. I want to spend time with her. And I think some of that might be, like, she's still young. So I'm sure when she gets older, I'll be wanting to do stuff more. Like, there's, like, a whitewater rafting trip that I was invited on. But that would mean that I have to spend a night away from her and Ryan and, like, might not have cell phone service. And I just don't want to do that. And I you might not think this about me, but I really do love whitewater rafting. I've been a couple times and it's so fun. But but I just was like, I really don't want to go. Like, and Ryan was very much like, you should go. Like, it's all of our friends from work. Like, you'll have so much fun, blah, blah. And I'm like, I really don't want to. And there's this wedding that we were invited to, and I've just been like, why don't you just go? Because I just don't feel like being away from her overnight. Mm-hmm. We're going to go away overnight for our anniversary, which I think will be fine. But I don't know. I mean, I still do some social things. Like, I went to, like, Socology with you guys. I drove down to Portland. I came to book club, like, last, but that's just a day thing. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I guess I'm being a little more picky choosy about what I want to do. Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't. But how do I put this? I guess it is kind of leading to myself being like, who actually am I now? Because before I was someone who's very, like, spontaneous. And I'll go do that. I'll go do this. But now I am not. And I mean, granted, it's sort of hard to do that. One, when you have a younger baby. But also, two, like, with COVID, I've had no opportunity, really, to be spontaneous and, like, just go do something. So, I don't know. I just didn't picture myself to be someone who'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Right. Like, you thought you'd never turn down a social opportunity or, like,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Yeah. But now I'm like, I'll have more fun with her.
I had a hard time with that. I still do, but definitely closer at the beginning. I just wanted to be with her.
Yeah. I'm just like, I am a lot happier just being home with her. I don't know. And I just never thought that would be me. But
I think even when, at least for me, even when they get older, like, I probably could really use a nice break, like a night away.
Yeah.
But, and this, by the time this comes out, it'll be past, so I can say it. We're doing a birthday party for Phil this weekend and his brother and his friend. It's a surprise, but not to Phil because we don't know how to keep secrets from each other in our relationship. But but the other two, it's a surprise for. But we're having, like, birthday party, and my mom is watching Isla overnight. And the last time we were away from her was Brooke's birthday, which was, like, October or September, I think we actually celebrated. So it's been quite a while. And we're like, ooh, a night out, like, I mean, obviously I can't drink or anything, but it'll still be, like, a really fun night out with friends. And we don't have to, like, worry about, like, her waking us up in the morning. Like, it'll be, like, nice, but I'm, like, dreading it, and also, like, no, I'm gonna miss her the whole time. And I know we're gonna wake up at 6 o'clock and be like, hey, let's get ready and go get Isla.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah, I think it's, like, normal, but I guess I just didn't realize how attached I would be.
I felt the same way. Like, I didn't expect myself to pretty much, like, this sounds awful, but, like, choose Shay over, like, social opportunities or, like, seeing friends or whatever, even when I probably need it.
Right, yeah, that's another part of it, too, is, like, could I probably, I don't, like, I feel like Ryan, not to say that he's not attached to her, that's not what I'm saying at all, but, like, he's better at being, like, I need to take care of myself. I need to do something that I like to remember who I am. And I'm just, like, that's not important. So I just didn't think I'd be that person. But because I, you know, even on this podcast, we're very much like, yeah, do whatever you have to do to be a good mom and whatever. But I don't know.
But still hard to, like,
it is.
Take that time for yourself. Yeah. I feel like that kind of ties into one that I had that I was like, actually, we mentioned this probably a couple episodes now, that I thought I was going to be that girl who just, like, brought her, like, baby everywhere and that my lifestyle wasn't going to really change. Like, Oh, we eat out to dinner like three nights a week. We'll still do that. We'll just bring the baby. Oh, we like to go for hikes in the summer. That we'll still do that. We'll bring the baby. Concerts, we'll bring the baby. Mm-hmm. Bar hopping, bring the baby. No, I'm just kidding. But I really didn't, like, I obviously knew things were going to change to an extent, but I was like, our social life isn't going to change much in the end. We're still going to be able to get together with friends as much and do as many whatever, even spontaneous or not, things. And we'll just bring the baby. And obviously that's not the case. Honestly, I thought that was easier when she was younger. Mm. Yeah. When she was a newborn, because they just like sleep or you can wear them and still kind of like go out and do things. But like now it's like, okay, one, we have to work around her nap. Then we have to pack a shit ton of things. If she's in a bad mood, we're not going to be enjoying ourselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to leave at a certain time so she doesn't fall asleep in the car and completely fuck up bedtime. And like, now we're going to be chasing her around the whole time and it's not even going to be enjoyable with our friends because she's going to be running around the whole time. So it definitely is not the way that it went as much. Honestly, I don't even think I'd have the energy.
I was going to say, like, all those things are just making your life harder than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so I don't have, like, any desire to, like, want to go out and do as many things. Yeah. Socially. Like, if we're going to do something, it'll be, like, once every,
right,
you know. And again, like, COVID obviously played a part in that. But, like, now that the world's, like, opening back up, like, I'm happy to go do fun, like, weekend-y things, but I can't do it every weekend.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely need to, like, brace myself and be like, all right, we're going to have to pack this and get here at that time. And yeah. Let's pray to God that she's not teething that day and just hope it all works out.
Spontaneous. This is so spontaneous, but we spontaneously were like, you know what? Let's go get ice cream, because it was, like, mm-hmm. a warm night or whatever. And we're like, yeah, okay, well, Eliza needs to eat, and then we need to change her diaper. And then, well, by the time I started doing that, I was like, you know what, why don't you just go and get the ice cream? Because, like, I don't even want to. But then we were like, no, we're going to do this. And so we, like, packed her up, put her in the car, and went and got ice cream.
Even that, like, yeah, because, like, we very much love ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, something as little as that, or, like, for Mother's Day, I really wanted to go to the beach and just, like, kind of walk, like, around the beach and go, like, the little playground down there. But it's, like, a 40-minute drive from us. And so now she's at the age, too, where I don't really want her napping in the car because then it fucks up her other naps and bedtime. Mm-hmm. And so we had to work around that. And then it was Mother's Day, but we couldn't really go to a nice sit-down restaurant because she was, like, already, like, over the day. So we went to, like, basically, like, a Chipotle restaurant. And, like, I mean, whatever, it was still a great day, but, like, you have to, like, change your expectations.
Oh, I was going to say, you know you enjoyed that food better than a fancy sit-down restaurant anyway.
Me and Phil love that restaurant so much. But, but, yeah, it was just definitely a change to, you know, not what I, like, I don't know, you just think, like, and I hear so many people say this, too, like, you know, I'm still going to travel as much with my kids and blah, blah. I think that's awesome. That's great. I think you totally should try. But Phil and I went to Florida and we're like, yep, we're not doing that again for a while. It was fun, but holy hell, that was a lot of work and a lot of trauma from that flight. So we'll see how that goes. But it's a nice thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah. And then, like, two sides of that coin is, like, one, you're like, yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing anything with them that requires that much planning. But then on the other end, when it's like, well, should we leave them for a few days?
Right, and I don't think I could do that.
And then
either.
Like, both mm-hmm. things have their own ways of sucking. So it's like, yeah. Like, Ryan was like, hey, do you want to go to Las Vegas next February break? I'm like, what? He's like, my mom and dad will watch Eliza. I'm like, well. I'm like, well, ask me in January next year.
Even this summer, there's a concert, like, on, we'll see if it actually happens, but there's a concert planned for this August, and Phil's like, let's go. I'm like, we're going to have a newborn.
Oh, yeah, that's
going to be. And Isla, plus, we're planning our girls' camping trip, which is already going to be kind of a shit show for me with a newborn, so I'm like, let's not. Yeah. Let's just mm-hmm. wait that one out a little bit. But
the other big one that I thought of when we talked about this episode was like juice and sugar. I was very like, why would I ever give my kid under 2-year-old juice? Like, she's not going to know what she's missing out on. Why would I give it to her? But now she struggles with constipation, so I'm literally trying to force her to drink and like juice and sugary things so that way she'll go poop. And, like, not even just the poop piece, but, like, my thought of all around food. You know, I thought, like, I'm only going to feed her, like normal food, but we're going to avoid sugar. She's not going to have sugar till her first birthday, blah, blah, blah. But then, yeah, she definitely eats. And, like, we definitely order out more than, and, like, feed fast food more than I would have done. I don't know. I just thought, like, you know, I knew we'd probably, like, do chicken nuggets and, like, fish sticks and stuff. But I thought, like, my kid is never going to be the kid that only eats chicken nuggets and fish sticks. And that's where we are right now. It's pretty much her only source of protein. So, yeah, I, you know, was on that whole no sugar kick till I realized it was not going to work out.
I feel like we got, that was quite a few answers that we got on the podcast. Instagram, too, was, yeah, like, saying that my kid's not going to be only eating hot dogs and chicken nuggets and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
Listen, when you get to the point, like, and Isla's not, like, an insanely picky eater, but, like, I know she will eat those things. So if I'm, like, you need to get some food in your stomach, then I'm going to feed her things that she's going to fill up on. So even if, like, they aren't the pickiest, sometimes that's just, like, the easiest to give them.
Our pediatrician is having us start Eliza on, like, pureed fruits and vegetables just for, like, taste, I guess. I thought to, I don't know, maybe I should have done more research on this, but anyway. But so we're just, like, not, like, supplementing for her bottles, but, like, just giving her a little bit to, like, get her started. And I was like, because in my head, I'm like, it won't, Ryan and I have talked about this 100 times before. I'm like, it won't be that hard just to do, like, mash up sweet potatoes and just, like, feed her or whatever. And I asked my pediatrician, I'm like, so do you think it's better for us to, like cook, like, sweet potato? I don't know why sweet potato is the thing in my head. She's like, if you want to take the time to do that, I wouldn't. I'm like, all right, fair.
Yeah, I totally thought I was gonna, like, I had a baby bullet and I was, like, in my brain gonna make baby food. But then we did baby led weaning anyway, so luckily we didn't really need to make the pureed stuff.
Yeah.
But I did end up going out and buying pureed stuff when Shay continued to gag on food and I was petrified. So
that's another one, is I thought for sure I'd be a baby led weaning champion, and we did it for, like, a couple weeks, and it terrified the shit out of me, and I stopped doing it. And I guess you could say I did, like, a modified, like, I never, like, pureed, but I just mashed all of her food up and gave it to her that way. And guess what? She didn't gag so hard she puked anymore, and she eats corn and peas like a champ now. So whatever.
Yeah.
So before I even, like, was able to fail or whatever you want to call it at it, I was just like, all right, I'm going to listen to you. She's like, that's going to get real old real fast. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's another thing I remember being like, I'm not going to be that parent who's always handing their kid pouches.
Mm-hmm. Pouches was a big one.
Isla loves pouches. And if I, like, by the end of the day, I'm like, you have not had enough, like, you know, real good, like, vegetable intake. Mm-hmm. Hand her a pouch. There she goes. Yeah. Like, she has some spinach and some kale and whatever. And honestly, I feel like a good parent when I give her a pouch and she eats it. I'm like, hey, here's some nutrients for you.
Yeah, pouches and, like, puffs and all of that stuff. I was like, never, never. And then, of course, we give them to her. It's easy on the go, especially.
Yeah.
I like easy.
So my little more, like, lighthearted one is that I swore that I'd never be okay with boogers. I can deal with poop. This is not babies, just in general. I can deal with poop.
What poop are you dealing with?
Well, no, I just mean, like, seeing, I guess. I don't mind seeing blood or, like, that kind of stuff. That doesn't really bother me. Puke, eh. But when it comes to snot or booger, like, if someone has a booger, like, hanging out of their nose, I'm like, I gotta go. I'm gonna barf. Like, I can't handle it. I can't even, when I was pregnant and so sick, I couldn't even think about snot. Like, I couldn't even, like, blow my own nose without gagging. And, like, I don't know why I hate it so much. I just do. Something must have happened to me that, like, traumatized me with whatever. But I was like, I'm, like, had to have a pep talk with Ryan. Like, if there's ever a booger, like, I think you're going to have to do this. And he's like,
if there's ever a booger.
Like, a big booger situation. And Ryan's like, no, she's your kid. You're going to clean. He's like, what, are you going to let her sit there till I get home? Like, with the boogers all over her face? I'm like, no, it's not what I mean. But, like, if you have to, like, do the little blue thing or... like the bulb or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're not really... I still do not think, because even just thinking about it, like, my mouth is watering like I'm going to throw up. The nose Frida thing, like where you suck them.
I love that thing so much.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could ever do that.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know.
Just get the electric one. That one's easier anyway.
Yeah, there's a new one out, the electric
one. I have an electric one, actually. We haven't used it yet. But anyway, I don't... It's like her boogers are my boogers.
So. That's poetic.
They came from me.
Yeah, so it's
that's
like,
the quote of the episode.
Her boogers are my boogers.
You put it like behind like a flowery background. Like, inspirational. Yeah, like I don't really mind that as much as I thought it was going to gross me out. If it was, like, somebody else's baby who I had to wipe boogers, it would gross me out, but...
That reminds me of one thing I said I would never do is have a child that runs around with, like, a boogery, dirty face. And now I'm like, don't even bother wiping it. I'm going to wipe it in 2 seconds again anyway. Just let... She's, like, licking the snot from her top lip. I'm like, she's fine.
I pick Eliza up from daycare now, and she always just has, like, dried snot, like, down her lip. I'm like, dude, does anybody wipe her face during the day? Whatever.
I don't even wipe Shay's face, so I don't expect daycare to really be do it.
Well, now it's to the point where wiping her face, I actually... Did you send me that TikTok, Brooke, or did I send it to you? I don't
think I sent it to you.
It was a TikTok. It was like, have you ever wiped a or tried to wipe a toddler's face? And it's like someone chasing somebody down a track and like puts like chloroform, like wrestles them to the ground. That's honestly what I'll have to post on Instagram. That's what it's like. Like it is like I'm torturing her when I try to wipe her face. I'm like, you know what? Walk around,
whatever,
looking like I neglect you. Because I don't have the energy. I don't care anymore.
That's, you know, when I used to see snotty face children, I was like, where's their parent? Why aren't they wiping their face?
And you're like, no.
No one got time for that.
Yeah.
I think a big one that for me and that came up quite a bit in our responses was saying that I was not going to allow screen time before. At least I was like, at least until she's one and then I'll limit it from there. And yeah, no, that didn't happen. We discovered Baby Bum on Netflix. We literally revolve our life around Cocomelon. I get her dressed in the morning by giving her my phone on kids' YouTube so that she'll just lay there and let me do her hair. Otherwise, I have never done her hair without the phone in her hands because
it works.
I can't. So if you want my kid not to have her hair all in her face while she's also running around with dirt and snot all over her face, like I got one thing at a time, people. So now I can do her fucking hair. Like, I mean, I try not to be too, like we use the phone and Cocomelon are like, we know that we can like, basically brainwash her with those two things. So we use those to our advantage. We don't do them 24/7. Like those are for like special occasions.
Like nail clipping occasions.
That's yes. What yes. Things like that. That's when we know like, okay, she's going to go into zombie mode. We always give her Coco a little bit before bed. She literally takes the remote and hands it to us and says, Coco.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not Coco time. So, but I'll like throw the TV on. Like she like like other shows, but she doesn't become zombies in front of them. Like, we just let them play in the background. And so, like, we'll put on, like, Mickey or Peppa Pig or whatever. And she likes it, but she's not, like, in a trance. But then if it's, like, okay, we have, you know, 30 minutes before bed, and she's getting cranky, you better fucking believe I'm putting Cocomelon on. The other day, I woke up. My eyes weren't even open yet. And my brain was saying, make a funny face. Make a funny face. So, and singing fucking Cocomelon.
I didn't know that Cocomelon was like songs and just songs. But so Ryan puts it on and like sings to Eliza and stuff. But he doesn't know the words. He whatever. And
the words are on the bottom of the screen if you're going to carry on.
And I was like, I put it on. And I'm like, why are the parents so ugly and weird looking? And
They're all so scary.
And Ryan, they're so scary. Ryan was like, personally, I think the mom's kind of hot.
Okay, the dad's kind of cute if he wasn't so dorky. He's so fucking dorky. And they, like, literally they have a song about them going to the beach, and they're both in their, like, blouse button up. Like, it's hot, let's go to the beach.
Well, it's hot, you're wearing a blouse to the beach. Also, okay, I noticed this on the one I watched. Usually they're wearing wedding rings, and there's one where mom was not wearing her wedding ring.
Oh, is there trouble in paradise?
No.
I'll have to pay attention.
Anyway.
But I, like, yeah, I definitely thought I was going to be way more, like, restrictive with the screen time. And I'm certainly not. And that's that. I mean.
Yeah. I feel like all parent, maybe it's more a mom thing, because I think we think too much into it, that you're not going to do as much screen time. Because we had the same, like, goal, like, when she's a year, you know, let's hold off till she's a year and then we'll, like, limit it a little bit. And at the beginning, like, when she was really little, I was like, it's not so much that I didn't want her to watch TV, but I always get annoyed because people would be like, she was like 6 weeks old, and they'd be like, oh my God, she loves watching TV. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah,
because
like,
there's bright colors
light
in front of her face. Yeah. she's never seen this before.
Yeah.
But I attribute, and I don't know, if things were different, maybe screen time would be different, but I definitely think, like, the pandemic totally switched everything up, because I was trying to work from home and she was like 8 or 9 months, maybe older than that, when the pandemic first started. Well, actually, she was almost a year. And I, at that point, I was like, please sit and watch something because I need to get away
stuff
and, like,
done.
Do things.
Yeah.
So that's definitely like, we haven't caved and gotten her a tablet. My mom bought a tablet and it's at her house right now, but we haven't done that yet. We'll see.
If it makes anybody feel better, we had, Ryan had to do like this big in-service day thing, and it was the whole district. So it's little kids and big kids. And so he took one on screen time, and it was, I'm not going to pretend like I know what was in it because I did not attend, but, they actually were talking about how things that are interactive on TV are actually really not that bad for kids, like, to use the screen time, because they're actually interacting. Or if it's not interactive and you, like, ask them about it while they're watching it, or, like, you interact with them.
Yeah.
It was just interesting because he was like, Ryan was like, everything I thought was, like, bad about TV, like, oh, the blue light, they were kind of like, well, no, you just can't, like, plop your kid in front of SpongeBob and expect it to be, like, a good thing. But, like, if it's stuff that they're, like, music, or, like, they could, like, learn the words or, like, whatever, it's not as bad as you. Don't beat yourself up as much as you do about screen time.
Yeah. But I think the big thing is, like, well, at least what I had read is the issue with screen time is that parents use screen time to replace spending time with their kids. So then they're, like, they're not, like, building on those tools and stuff. So, like you said, like, asking questions and stuff. And then one of my friends actually used her laptop and put on, like, high contrast YouTube videos while her baby did tummy time. And I was like,
oh, that's a good idea.
Why was I so against screen time? Like, he enjoyed it. It made him keep his head up.
I did that once just because one time I had to poop really bad and Eliza was just, like, so, like, inconsolable. So I brought her in the bathroom with me and was like, look at this. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I feel like we do, like, rely on it a lot more. And I think that's partially why Shay can't play by herself. Because when we do have to do things and we can't attend to her, we plop her in front of the TV because we're like, we're busy and we know you're not gonna move if you're watching Coco or Frozen.
But you're totally not alone in that. I feel like that's so many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what? Everybody likes TV. Let's stop fucking pretending.
Seriously. Seriously. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm.
So. I guess maybe just, like, going off of that, because I guess, like, the screen time thing isn't obviously, like, a big thing yet, but, except for Coco Melon's in the background, so that'll probably be her favorite thing, too. But, I kind of going off of that, I guess one that I had was just, I thought I'd be way more, like, I was all about tummy time, skin to skin, like all of these like buzzword things. And you know what Eliza hates more than anything in the whole world? Tummy time. So, yeah. So I just
think most babies do.
Yeah. And like I just didn't really like realize that. I don't know, which makes no sense that I didn't realize that, because who wants to be on their belly if I don't know. But yeah, so I just think that I don't do those things as much as I thought I was going to. I mean, I think she's still fine, and they do tummy time a lot at daycare, so now she doesn't like scream and hate it as much. But like, she's good with it now and can like wiggle around and stuff. But yeah, I just thought I'd be more like scheduled about all these things that are so good for her. But then in reality, it's like, all right, well, I don't want to listen to you scream, so we'll stop.
You eventually get to like where you're like, they'll be fine. Like, they'll survive.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't do an hour of tummy time a day.
She'll be okay. Yeah.
I think it's funny because I feel like that relates back to when I was talking about like more gentle parenting. Like, I thought I would like put Shay on her belly and I would be the type of mom that was like, if she's crying, she'll get over it. Just let her cry because she has to do her tummy time. And then like she'd start crying and I'd be like, oh, are you okay?
Like, I'm just more like begging, like, you have to do this.
I know this is hard for you, okay? We're going to take deep breaths through this.
I feel like kind of going off of that, I also pictured myself to be a little bit more, I guess you could say, strict. I don't know. But like, for example, Isla is obsessed with condiments in our fridge. I don't know. You open the fridge and she's like, cries until you hand her like the ketchup. I don't know.
Like just and holding it or like eating it?
No, holding it. She takes it and puts it on the windowsill. I don't know. The ketchup for the barbecue sauce. Try to give her the Italian dress and she's pissed. She needs the ketchup on the barbecue sauce. I don't know. But like before I was a parent, I would see that and I would be like, no, like there's no need for her to have ketchup. Like I would tell her no, right. That's not appropriate. And I would just shut the door. But now as a mom, so many, and this is just an example, but it could be anything, not just the ketchup and the barbecue sauce. And I'll be like, what is that going to hurt her? Uh-huh. Who cares? Let her play with the freaking ketchup and barbecue sauce. She'll ask for random things. Like I come home, she sees my keys and she wants to play with my keys. And usually I'm like I, otherwise I would have been like, no, these aren't a toy. They go in my purse. But I'm like, what the fuck's she gonna do? Who's she gonna hurt my keys? Yeah. Here, play with my keys. Like, mm-hmm. So I let her definitely do more harmless things than I ever thought I would.
I feel like it's like pick your battles.
Yeah, exactly. When you're the one who has to deal with the tantrums,
right? It's like,
I'll pick my battles. Yeah.
And especially like in toddlerhood, there's a lot of battles. So if she just wants to play with keys, like whatever.
Like, I'm willing to fight you if you want to, you know, like, play with a knife. I'm not gonna let you play with a knife. You're in a tantrum about that. Then sure, we'll sit here and I'll sit through this with you. Like, I'm not going to just let you get away with anything. But if you want to put ketchup on the windowsill,
whatever.
We'll all survive.
I thought of another one, too, is I always thought, like, I would listen to the music that I like in the car. And there was no way I was ever going to let my kid, like, dominate. Like, I wasn't going to have, like, the Frozen playlist downloaded on my phone and, like, Coco and all that stuff and
Disney hits.
I definitely we're better now, but I 100% was playing her music in my car singing along.
Yeah, you put on the Disney hits thing and Eliza's like so much better. So now I'm like on a walk with her with the Disney hits, like like walking around the neighborhood. I'm like, oh God.
But also it makes him so happy. Like, you should have seen Isla's face today when Coco Melon Wheels on the Bus came on. Like, you would have she won the fucking lottery. It's her favorite song.
Yes.
She loses her mind. She does all the dance moves. And I'm like, you know what? You're happy. You got your ketchup and you got your Coco Melon. I just want you to be happy.
But I always thought, like, the one thing, like, in the car, it's going to be my music and she's going to like my music. Like,
yeah.
I just pictured, like, I was going to have, like, a 3-year-old being like, I love Britney Spears or, you know, whatever it is.
Free Britney.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the other day, Eliza was, like, screaming in the car. And you know what? I put Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious on and she shut right up. Like, all right.
Whatever. Speaking of characters in Disney, another one that came up quite a bit on the question box on the podcast, but also in my real life too, is it's like swearing that you were never going to put your kids in like clothes with characters or cartoons or really just any kind of corny clothes in general. I was like not allowing any of those. I wasn't going to buy any shirts with like Minnie Mouse on it or anything like that. I wanted everything to be like just like super cute, trendy, like looking, like basically like adult clothes, but for a baby. And as much as like that's a great idea and a great thought, and I feel like more, maybe more possible when you have a baby, I've learned real quick that like everything I put on her is going to be destroyed. It's going to be stained and covered in filth. There's no way in hell I'm going to send her to daycare in a cute little dress. So I just buy cheap, ugly shit on, like, the clearance rack at Target. And, like, here's your daycare. Like, and she goes to daycare 4 days a week. So 4 days of the week, she ain't that cute. But, I'm like, I also don't want to keep throwing away all these clothes that get completely destroyed. But, yeah, that one came up quite a bit, too, is, like, putting them in, like, character kind of corny clothes.
It would help if, like, we get a lot of, like, hand-me-downs from people, or people just buy those types of clothes for kids because they think it's cute. And Shay sees them. And so, of course, if she sees her favorite character, she's going to want to wear the Minnie Mouse shirt. And, like, she was running around. It's kind of cute. She has, like, a Anna dress. And, like, I was telling Shane, like, it kind of kills me a little bit on the inside that she's, like,
so
running around in, like, this, like, girly dress. And he was like, she's fine. She likes Anna. And I was like, I know, but I just thought she wasn't going to be like this little girly girl. It's proving me wrong. Oh. It's not a bad thing. But
like for them, it like I get it, even though I don't want it to happen either. But like you see your favorite character, of course you're going to want to wear that.
Yeah. But I did say I'm going to start buying more Spider-Man stuff for her because she loves Spider-Man. So I was like, let's just buy her Spider-Man stuff too. And then it's not all just like girly things. Because even like girl clothes have Minnie Mouse. You can't find girl clothes that have Mickey Mouse on them. Yeah, so.
That's true, actually.
I have a friend she likes both. Who his daughter at work, his daughter is in like preschool and she's obsessed with cats. And so she wants like all of her clothes to have like cats on them. And he gave us like a big pile of like hand-me-downs.
Cat clothes.
And I opened it and I saw one. And I'm like, oh. She must have loved this shirt because it's just like a sparkly cat. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute.
I just like love, and I still like, I plan on like buying cute clothes like this for Ren, but like neutrally, a lot of whites. I had so many white clothes for Isla, and she was what they call a happy spitter. So she literally spit up and just destroyed everything anyways. And so now I've just learned she doesn't spit up anymore, but I just like don't buy white clothes anymore. But those are like my favorite, like the cute little like neutrally white. Instead, she's running around with Mickey Mouse and you know what? She's happy. So whatever. With her ketchup and her Cocoa Melon. All right. So I think we hit quite a few that a lot of people mentioned, but we got a lot of responses for this one, so I think everybody can relate that they were like maybe swore they're gonna do something that definitely didn't follow through with. So let's see, we have a bunch for screen time, character clothes. This was a good one. We said like what did you say you would never do but you ended up doing, and this person said every single thing my mom ever did.
It's so cute. Yeah.
Yelling at your kids. Oh, I thought this was a good one. Getting her to say things because it's funny. I used to hate when people would, like, make their kids, like, you know,
do
say.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do that. Isn't that so, like, and just, like, trying to, like, I used to always, like, kind of say, like, okay, they're not, like, your show pony.
Right. Ooh, like, they can count to three. Like, but I know, like, the second that Eliza can count, I'm going to be like, count for them.
Yes, I'm like, whenever I see it, I'm like, where's your nose? Where's your ears? I'm like, oh my God, these people don't give a flying fuck that you know where your nose is. But I'm, like, so proud of you, so. But also the funny thing, too. Like, if they say something, they're like, tell them what you did earlier. Tell them what you did earlier. Like, they don't care, but.
But you do, and that's what matters.
Yeah, exactly. Feed them the same thing over and over.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Tablet time, juice, co-sleep, fast food. Let's see. Eating chicken nuggets. saying because I said so.
Oh my god, I haven't gotten to that point yet, but if you ever hear me say because I said so, like, please tell me, because there's that used to get under my skin. Hated hearing that, so I hope I don't do that to Shay.
Letting him run around with snacks all day.
That's a good
letting thing. Him have iPhone time. Have wine for dinner. Oh, wait, I did that before too. Yelling, and then, like, this one, talking about my kid all the effing time.
Seriously, I used to be so annoyed when that's all people did was, like, talk about their kid, and that's me now.
Let's see. Listen to children's music. We talked about that one. Screen time at restaurants. I mean, we talked about screen time, but we definitely, like, once it gets to the point where she ate her food and we know that she's like a ticking time bomb and we're waiting for the check, like, you better freaking believe we're pulling out our phone and giving her some YouTube time.
Shade and I so will always, like, ourselves. Sit there and be like, look at each other, and he'll be like, is it time? Like, can we pull up the phone yet? Time. We're, like, waiting so we can, like, sit and enjoy each other's company.
Co-sleeping, eating in the car, and then this one, which we aren't at yet, but this person said, I always said I would have my kids potty trained by 2. My oldest turns 3 this month and he's still in diapers.
By 2, god,
I don't even want to think about potty training. That just sounds terrifying.
I don't even know what I'm going to think about it, but definitely won't be before 2.
We're gently introducing it very slowly.
But yeah, lots of good answers, yeah. And I think pretty much all of them are relatable.
And when you think about it, it's like all stuff that's like, well, of course you're gonna do that because you need to have some sort of sanity in your in your life. So I mean,
yeah, I think that you're just so far removed. Like, I feel like I went into this, like, whole parenting thing having an idea of, like, there's going to be some things that I said I'd never do, and I'm going to probably do them, but I don't know. We always talk about how we hold ourselves to a different standard. It's so much easier to, like, give the understanding to other people and then
that's true.
Not give it to yourself. But
yeah, isn't that they're saying, like, you're the best parent ever until you become a parent?
Yeah
exactly.
It's like, I would never do that. I'm going to do this.
On paper, I'm, like, amazing, but...
Alrighty, well, as always, we appreciate all your guys' input. That was one of the biggest responses I think we've got with people sharing through the Instagram. So speaking of, make sure you go follow our Instagram. It's at Moms After Bedtime. And make sure you go like, rate, comment, subscribe, review, do it all. Do it all. And it definitely helps us out and helps spread the word about us. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.